Welcome to the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast. It's open mic night for sketch.
We cold read comedy sketches, then discuss how they were written.
Here to keep these goofs going, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Amy. In this week's episode, let's all learn about that OGBDE. Then, fighting for your rights for free stuff. Finally, a touching and informative family reunion. Then we hop on that riff train with Lauren and Tyler.
And stick around to the end for a fun writing prompt to inspire your own writing. With us on the show today,
Kara Myers, she, her.
John Potter, he, him.
Keely Anastasia, she, her.
Keithy, he, him.
Kenny J, he, him.
Lauren Palazzolo, she, her.
Lisa W, she, her.
Ryan W, he, him.
Tyler Chick, they, she.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the show. Y'all ready to goof?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's goof.
Ready.
Goofaloof.
No.
Goofy doofies.
Goofaloof. Big reminder, replace your loofah every 30 days.
Wait.
30 days?
30?
That's
why?
The rule?
What are,
I was
why?
In a Wegmans the other day and I saw a sign that said, replace your loofah every 30
days. Yeah, who put that sign there? Was it the loofah company?
Big, that's propaganda from
big,
the
big loofah.
That's big loofah. Yeah. Trying to get you to buy more loofahs.
This happens to me all the time. I'm always getting caught up in propaganda.
Harrison, have you heard of the words planned obsolescence?
Oh, like how Apple like makes their stuff get old, like.
Oh yeah.
So you have to get new stuff. Like you have to update your phone, but then your old phone can't handle the update. So then you're forced to get a new phone.
Right. Or like when you get a toaster and it's only supposed to toast so many pieces of bread before it completely fucking sucks.
Yeah, mine has a counter that counts down every single time I make toast.
Yeah.
What kind of toaster are you buying?
One that's going to suck after 600 more pieces of bread.
Okay, well, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah, I was going to say fewer than 600.
Yeah, I thought it was fair.
Then you really have to decide if you want that bread toasted or if you can just deal with it untoasted.
Plus, it's the springs that are going to break. So I can do two at a time and get 1,200 more pieces.
So if the springs break, it's not going to pop up. So you'll have to pull the plug and tip it upside down to get your toast in.
I guess. I mean, it was the propaganda that got me.
Yeah.
That's the reason I bought it.
It's persuasive propaganda.
I mean, this toaster is so shitty. If you throw it in the bathtub, it doesn't even kill you.
You guys want to do a sketch?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Let's get to it.
I'm excited. Got some good ones today. All right. Our first sketch is Jesus Has BDE. Written by
Kara Myers.
Hart will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
Joan will be played by
Amy D.
Melissa will be played by
Lauren Palazzolo.
Waiter will be played by
Tyler Chick.
And Lone Woman will be played by
Lisa W.
Exterior restaurant day. Melissa, Joan, and Hart sit at brunch, gabbing and drinking mimosas.
I swear, you guys, I think I finally did it. I found the perfect man. Let me tell you, he is the definition of BDE.
What's BDE?
Seriously, Joan? It means big dick energy. You'll know it when you see it. And trust me, it's Travis.
Joan, don't listen to Hart. Listen to me, Melissa. Do you know? You know who is the originator of BDE?
Barack Obama?
He definitely has it, but no. The OG of BDE is Jesus fucking Christ.
Mel, he's a religious figure. This is too much.
It's true. Read any of the New Testament and try to tell me otherwise. I just wish that Jesus was recognized for who he truly was, a cool dude with a big dick.
Aren't you Jewish?
I don't consider myself religious. I am, however, a size queen, and I know who my true king is.
Isn't this sacrilegious or something? Jesus died for our sins, and all you can talk about is his dick.
What's sacrilegious?
Joan, do you know anything?
I'm not taking away from any of the other things he may or may not have done. I'm just adding the fact that on top of maybe being the son of God, he is also the creator of big dick energy.
A waiter comes over to fill their bottomless mimosas.
Need a refill?
Yes.
Yes.
the waiter pours the mimosa.
Excuse me, I have a question. When you think of Jesus, what do you think?
Honestly, I think about how the guy probably had a big old dick.
What? You paid her to say this.
Oh, come on. A dark-skinned, confident, strong, kind, selfless man. All of the signs point to big old dick.
Thank you. Jesus was not some weird little white boy that no one liked. Everyone thinks the Romans crucified him because they were way jealous of his big dick.
Exactly. When my now ex-boyfriend found out the guy before him had a few inches on him, he freaked out and couldn't get it up for weeks. The fragile male ego, it's so sad.
What's the fragile male ego?
Oh my God, Joan, you are so dumb.
I am not dumb. I am just lacking certain information.
The fragile male ego is when an entire group of people crucify someone because he has a bigger dick than anyone else.
Poor Jesus and his big dick.
On Christmas, do y'all celebrate the birth of baby Jesus or the birth of a baby that one day will have a big dick? What about Easter? What do you celebrate?
Come on. I don't celebrate Christmas. But Easter, I celebrate the fact that it took 3 days for him to rise. And you know, one of those days was dedicated to that big old dick.
I don't celebrate anything ever. And I only just heard about Jesus. So to me, he's a man with a big, big penis.
The waiter high fives Joan.
Yes, you get it. I wish the whole world would understand the truth.
You guys are awful. And honestly, Joan, I worry for you and how dumb you are. Can we just stop making everything about penis size? Jesus was way more than just a penis.
All I want is to celebrate the man for who he truly was. Someone who had to have at least 10 girthy inches. I mean, there's a reason you scream, Jesus Christ, as we come.
Melissa moves her brunch out of the way and gets up on the table.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Ugh, the entire restaurant rolls their eyes.
Not the Jesus Christ you all think you know, but the real man behind the name. The man who created Big Dick Energy. Scream it with me, Flahuble. Jesus had a big dick.
People in the restaurant start to nod in agreement. Slowly, they all get excited and stand up one by one.
Jesus had a big dick.
One last older woman is left not chanting.
I'll have what they're having.
Let's talk about that sketch.
Truly, I just believe Jesus had a really big dick. And that's just a personal belief of mine. I also have not looked at this sketch in months. So
it's so fun.
I forgot that this was the sketch that, where I named the people Melissa Joan Hart. Because I was watching reruns of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Mm. And I was like, those are three good names. So
the Melissa Joan Hart thing is so funny. And you do such a good job with like getting it on the page and not letting it just like sit as stage directions. As always, your clarity was like so solid. Calling out like sacrilege. With a game move from a sub game is so good. I think you did a really good job of using Joan's stupidity as a way of both playing a game and creating clarity for the audience.
Thank you. Writing dumb women is my favorite thing to do.
You're so good at it.
Thank you so
much. Yeah. Carol, why are you so good at it?
It's because I'm so smart.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
comedy takes intelligence, and you got it.
Yeah. I mean, I did like my little line that's like, I'm not dumb. I just lack certain information. And I feel like I'll just start to say that to people now.
I would love to see moments of like rest. Maybe if it's just like they eat or like they drink something or like they put down the like Jesus talk for like a second. Only to have like, maybe Joan could bring it back with just a question. Like, if they like move on and then Joan's like, wait a minute. What's Jesus?
That's so funny. Like, they completely like, yes, they completely change the subject and move on. But then like the such a great way to bring it back. I love that.
And then the only other thing is you're in a restaurant. So I do want to see somebody use like a baguette or like four chorizos together.
Four chorizos.
One time I was at La Poubelle for a birthday party and Scarlett Johansson walked in and tried to play music at our birthday party. Oh, we were like, God. No.
Get out of here.
What was trying song? To play. She was trying to play what? Michael Jackson.
Okay. Scarlett.
Scarlett, not now.
Scarlett, we know you're listening and we just want to say fuck you.
That's cool. I really like the three distinct characters and they're all coming from different places. The one thing I was thinking was that if Hart could maybe justify why she's so, I mean, I think she says she's religious, but if she could justify why this is so offensive, maybe a justification that isn't just I'm religious, but something that's, I don't know, maybe that she's like literally in love with Jesus to a point that this is like really offensive to her love, want to marry Jesus.
Yeah. Maybe she was going to be a nun when she was 8 years old.
Or maybe she's afraid of big dicks. So
well that could be the hidden secret.
Yeah.
That could be it. And that could be the blow to you. Although Lisa's reading of that was just fantastic. That last line. But just if she could say, I can only handle three edges. It'd be fun.
Kara, I got to ask you. Yes. Did you coin BDE or is it something out there already?
I love that you think I coined BDE,
wow.
Lisa.
Maybe you should have coined BDE. Yeah. You would be an influencer.
Yeah, yeah, Lisa, right, it's me. It was maybe me, Lisa.
Squash the rumors.
You taught me something. Taught me something.
Oh my God, I love that.
Oh, I feel like you learn something every week that Kara's on, Lisa.
I think I do. I have to figure out circumstances that I can use that.
I can see Lisa going to her local Starbucks and getting like a latte and being like, thank you for serving me some BDE with this latte.
If someone's rude to you, you can say they have TDE. Tiny dick.
Tiny, yeah. Okay.
You know who's got TDE to me? Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
Scarlett Johansson.
I would love if Hart justified why she's so mean to Joan.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would like to hear what led to this dynamic. When I was a kid, I earned my parents' affection through academics. Okay. So when you're really dumb, just really it sticks
just
in my crumb.
So dumb.
What's academics?
I don't consider myself religious. I am, however, a size queen, and I know who my true king is.
All right, our second sketch tonight is titled Free Toothbrush, written by
Lauren Palazzolo.
Receptionist will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
Pat will be played by
Harrison Merkt.
And Carl will be played by
Keithy.
Interior dentist office day. Pat enters the dentist office and approaches the receptionist.
Hello, Pat. I can't get you checked in. What time is your appointment?
Oh, no, actually, I had an appointment last month.
Oh, okay. How can I help you?
Well, you see, I realized this morning that when I was here for my semi-annual cleaning, I didn't get my free toothbrush. And I love free stuff.
The receptionist stares at him, a long pause.
And so you see, I came back to get my free toothbrush.
The receptionist stares at him, gets up, walks to the back of the office, comes back with a toothbrush and hands it to Pat.
Here you go.
Gosh, wow. This is really nice of you. But you see, I already got the pink color. Could you maybe see if there's an orange one back there?
The receptionist is unamused. She gives Pat a blank stare.
I've never actually had an orange toothbrush, and I'd really like to see what it's like to brush my teeth with an orange toothbrush.
Another patient, Carl, approaches the receptionist desk.
Hey, you know, now that I think about it, I didn't get a toothbrush the last time I was here. Can I get one too?
Sit down, Carl.
Dang.
Carl sits down.
So, about that orange toothbrush.
The receptionist gives Pat an annoyed look. She gets up and heads to the back of the office and returns with an orange toothbrush and hands it to Pat.
Here you go. I'll take the pink one back.
Pat takes the orange toothbrush.
Well, I mean, I've already touched the pink toothbrush and breathed on it, and my germs are on it. Wouldn't be sanitary to take it back and give it to somebody else now.
I don't want his used pink toothbrush. I want a fresh toothbrush when I get my toothbrush.
Calm down, Carl. It's wrapped in plastic.
Pat unwraps the pink toothbrush.
Oops. I accidentally unwrapped it. I guess I keep both now?
The receptionist is trying to keep her cool.
Will that be it, Pat?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Thank you so much. You really made my day, and I super appreciate you accommodating my request. That's what I love about this place. Everyone is so nice. Hey, you have a great day.
Pat turns to leave and walks out the front door. The receptionist is touched slightly and goes back to working on her computer. About 15 to 30 seconds pass, and Pat walks back in.
You know what? Now that I think about it, there was one time I came in for some dental surgery when I was 13 and a half and was put under. I woke up in the car on the way home, and I'm realizing now that I never got my toy from the toy box.
The toy box is for the children, Pat.
Oh, totally. And when I was 13 and a half, I was a child.
13 and a half is a teenager. I wouldn't call that a child. But if he's getting a toy, I want one too.
What are you going to do with a toy, Carl?
You see, there was this toy I really wanted at the time. It was one of those sticky, slappy hands.
Ooh, I remember those. I remember those. Say, you got any of those back there, receptionist?
Wow, you don't even know my name.
A long pause.
So do you have any of those sticky, slappy hands back there?
We haven't had those in 20 years. I don't even think they make those anymore.
Huh. Well, huh. What about some floss? You know, as a concession.
Yeah, floss. Oh, do you have any of that goop coconut floss? I like that, if you have it.
Oh, I heard that stuff is amazing. So two goop coconut flosses.
A long pause.
You need to leave. You got two toothbrushes. That was more than generous. Also, this is a dentist office, not a CVS.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Pat stands there for a moment. Receptionist goes back to typing in her computer. Pat slowly starts to grab a stack of business cards.
I know you're not taking a stack of business cards, Pat.
Yo, Pat, grab me some too.
Pat snatches some business cards, throws some in Carl's direction, and runs out of the dentist's office.
Let's talk about that sketch.
I was brushing my teeth like a month ago or something, and I was like, I never got my free toothbrush. And I said to my husband, I was like, wouldn't that be weird if I went into the dentist's office and asked for my free toothbrush? And he was like, that would be weird. I wouldn't do that, but I was like, I just feel like they owe me that free toothbrush. I was there for so many appointments, like, I had a crown, I had fillings, and I had the cleaning. Like, they should have given me my free toothbrush.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is also capitalism. They're like not providing you with the thing you need, so you have to come back and get more work done. Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I had that realization a couple years ago. My dentist stopped giving out free toothbrushes at some point within the last 5 years. And I like one day went, hey, you know, I can relate to this.
Yeah.
Lisa, did you do a comical double take?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Dennis of America. We see what's happening.
We know you're listening.
It's time's up.
Time's up.
Time's up.
A piece of feedback that I got from our other coach was to have it start with Pat in the dentist office coming from his cleaning. And then I was like, okay, yeah, that could be funny. Because then you can like kind of get to the game a little bit quicker. But then I was like, is it funnier though that this person is come like, is going out of their way to come back to the dentist's office to ask for a free toothbrush.
I like it the way it is. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Steve, you wrong.
There's something about the way it is. I feel like there's also something about what Steve was saying. I could see like Pat does have an appointment today, but isn't even talking about that. And then when the receptionist mentions it, Pat's like, I'm not doing that until I get my toothbrush. Like, I didn't come here for the cleaning. And I won't be doing it until I get my freezer. I can see either way. I do like how you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to like talk about it in narrative terms, but I think what ends up missing when you do it this way is like an inciting incident, right? Like, why did Pat choose now to come back and like start this? Yeah. And I think that actually like the other thought that I have about this would kind of like play with that. But I think if some way like Carl and Pat start working together and we almost find this like place where it's like Carl was a plant for Pat, or like they did this together at the same time. Like if they've been like planning this,
I like that.
Then yeah. We could see that as like the inciting incident would almost be that like Carl had an appointment.
Oh yeah. Hey, you got your like, yeah. We were talking about dentist appointments and Carl said he had one this week and then I realized I didn't get my toothbrush. And then I was like, Hey, how about, That's very much like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah. I could see Kramer also doing a strategy with this, like a tactic that's like, oh, you wouldn't want me to have bad teeth, would you?
Lauren, my favorite thing that you do all the time is you reference Goop. I don't know anybody else that references Goop as much as Lauren does, and I love it so much.
Thank you.
Also, coconut floss sounds terrible because I hate coconut, but... I love that Goop has a coconut floss and that these two idiots really thought the dentist would have Goop coconut floss for them.
It's like a brand of floss that Goop has, but it's not coconut flavored. It's just coconut floss. It's actually mint flavor. I think they have different flavors, but their like tagline on the Goop website is like, you'll actually look forward to flossing. We're not kidding. And I'm like, okay, now I'm intrigued. I want to try this floss. But it's like... $12.
All right. I like the strategy for this. Thanks for coming up with you're going to look forward to flossing. But what if we added we're not kidding?
I'm just really worried that people will think we're kidding. I think if you make Carl and Pat co-conspirators, they should be secretly best friends. And when they're... like that comes out, like they spend a lot of time together and they're like, Carl had an appointment and we were playing video games together and I realized I never got my toothbrush. So, you know, one thing led to another. Yeah. Carl's been going in here to case the joint every day for the past 3 months.
And he says, you've been giving out a lot of toothbrushes.
He says, you don't miss a single one. So I'm thinking, what's wrong with me and my buddy Carl here?
What if you ask Pat, like, oh, you're still giving away these? You don't have any quips back here?
No quips, yeah.
Where's your Sonicare electric toothbrush? Yeah. Where's my free Sonicare?
Yeah.
At least a replacement head for the Sonicare.
Right?
Yeah.
You make me come in here every 6 months, tell me I'm not doing a good enough job, but you're giving me this shit.
You make me come in here. Yeah.
You drag my body out of bed.
Planned obsolescence.
No. We're on to you, dentist.
Time's up.
I already got the pink color. Could you maybe see if there's an orange one back there?
Our final sketch today is titled Grandma Ghost Whisperer. Written by
John Potter.
Molly will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
And Grandma will be played by
Lisa W.
Interior living room, November 1st, 2020, night. Molly, 20s, sits on the floor. Incense burns, candles are lit, a Ouija board in front of her. There's a seance vibe.
Grandma May, grant me the gift of your spiritual presence. Appear before me now. Show yourself.
The lights flicker, chimes ring. There's a strange chill in the room. A white orb slowly fades into a ghost. It's spooky.
Grandma, is that really you?
Yes. Yes, it's me, my sweet girl.
I can't believe the seance worked. I'm so happy to see you, Nana.
I'm glad to see you, too. We never had the chance to say goodbye.
There's something I needed to ask before you passed last week.
Of course, Molly. We left so much unsaid. What is it, my darling?
Did you vote before you died?
What?
This election is really important, and every vote matters, so I'm checking in with my friends and family to ensure everyone submitted their ballot. So did you vote before you kicked the bucket?
You're being a bit insensitive. I've been dead less than a week. I expected you to be grieving. After all, you'll never see your grandma for the rest of your life.
Well, you're here now, and I'd be comforted knowing you sent in your ballot before biting the dust.
You brought my soul back from the great beyond to talk politics? Don't you want to know about the afterlife? If I'm reunited with Grandpa in heaven? What actually happened to JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, fuck.
No! I'm way too stressed about the socio-political future of our country to consider the afterlife.
Fine. Yes. I voted. I mailed my ballot the day before I passed.
Oh, that is such a relief. I feel so much better now. I love you, Grandma.
Ditto. I'll keep watching over you like when you were little. Remember when you ran away from home and hitchhiked to my lake house? Molly, you were in danger, girl.
Oh, yeah. You said I could have been the next JonBenet Ramsey. Whatever did happen to her?
Wouldn't you know? It wasn't her parents. An unknown intruder murdered her. Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh, my. You loved our cabin in Wisconsin.
Shit. Wisconsin. Nana, yeah. Did you vote in Cali where you croaked, or did you vote absentee in the competitive swing state of Wisconsin?
In the precious apparition time we have left, let's reminisce over fond memories.
Damn it, Granny. Our nation is at a crucial moment that will affect society for the rest of my life. The results of 4 swing states, including Wisconsin, will determine the presidency. Cut the mindless chit-chat and tell your anxiety-ridden granddaughter which state you voted in.
I'm hurt you became a mystic to help me cross over. Then speak to me in that tone. I refuse to dignify your foul language with a response, young lady.
You've always been difficult. I'll use my claromancy ability to find out. I'll drop these crystals if the tips point west. You voted in California. East means Wisconsin.
Molly concentrates with hands hovering over the crystals.
Why don't you just ask the crystals who will win the election?
They're still undecided.
Molly picks up the Molly picks up the crystals and drops them. They point
east. You voted absentee in Wisconsin? Yes. Thanks, Grandma.
Will my vote count if I'm dead?
Law is vary by state. In Wisconsin, as long as your ballot is received before the election and your death certificate after, it will count. I'm assuming you signed up for My Vote Wisconsin notifications.
I have no idea what that is, Molly.
Shit, geriatric Casper! My Vote lets you track the status of your ballot to ensure it's counted.
That's nice, dear. Remember your Aunt Kathy? She's here with me.
That's sweet, Nana. But seriously, you may have not signed your envelope or used the wrong color ink. We need to make sure your vote is valid. I'll ask the Ouija board.
Molly places her fingers on the Ouija pointer.
Ouija, are you there?
Just ask the Ouija who wins the presidential election.
I'm concentrating. Wisconsin Voter Registrar's Office, will Grandma May's vote be counted?
The Ouija pointer quickly moves to...
Yes, count it, Nana. Your vote will have a huge impact in a swing state. I love you, Grandma May.
Ditto, Molly. You're right. It is comforting to know my vote matters. Now I can rest in peace knowing there's another vote towards Donald Trump's re-election.
You voted for Trump? Go to hell, you demon bitch.
I'm already there because I killed John Benet Ramsey.
Grandma cackles and vanishes and is extinguishing all the candles.
Let's talk about that sketch.
So I wrote this in October of 2020 because I was just like beside myself in like panic about like the socio-political future of our country. I was given a prompt. The prompt was like to write like against your normal type. And I was trying very hard not to like lean into like all the stuff I normally do. When I was writing it, I was like, truly, and I'm not just doing this to flatter you, Lauren, but I was truly writing like, what would Lauren do? I was like trying to write in her voice, kind of. And then I was really just using like all the things that were really like kind of all over social media at the time. Like, make sure you like, you know, because it was all like mail in ballots, right? So like, make sure you mail it in by it's like postmarked at a certain time. Make sure you sign it. Like, you can't use pencil. You have to use ink. Like, all of those things. And like the tracker that you could like, you know, track your ballot. And then like the constant reminders of like, make sure you tell your friends and family too, because like, make sure everyone does this right. This is important. So then I was just, but I was really stuck trying to think of like how to make it funny. And then another thing I do, all these sketches out there when I can't think of an idea, is like, I will ask my boyfriend Taylor for just any word, like improv, like, can I get one word to get me started? And then I'll like A to C off of that. And I think I A to C to like seance. And then I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny to see if, to like check in with your dead family member if they voted. And then I was just using like kind of like the Ouija board and mystic stuff to like try to keep the game going from beat to beat. And I wanted to obviously do, because I was doing a seance and it's a ghost, I had to put in some like, you know, ghost Whoopi Goldberg references and all that. So
I have a very important question.
Yeah.
Can you share Taylor's number with everybody so we can also all call him for a word?
Yeah.
Sketchy's will put Taylor's DMs. Phone number in the description of the episode. Yeah. So you can.
The title of the episode can just be his number.
Yeah. His number with the picture of Keith.
Is this even Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show? It's so funny. Your blow is amazing. The drop is really, really good. You like, you wait the right amount of time to be like, did you vote? such a good drop. I love the like first thing about like, don't you want to know if I reunited with grandpa? What's like so funny about that to me is that like, she doesn't say like, I reunited with grandpa. It's great. Like, she's like, aren't you curious? Like, she's trying to bait her into a conversation. I mean, it's things like that. Your specifics are so solid. I mean, as always, I do want to say this is like such a specific point in time in history, but this sketch like got better with age.
Oh my God.
Like,
thank you.
That's going what I was back.
I was timid about bringing it. I'm like, oh, this is like topical from like a year ago. Like, does anyone actually, you know what I mean? Is this gonna, but I'm like, oh, I just love it so much. So I'm like, I'm gonna bring it. But I guess, and you could always like every couple of years change the name from Trump to insert awful politician here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it could kind of be repurposed, but yeah.
I also feel like it works so much more now because we don't have the collective energy of being the
anxiety. Yeah, the anxiety.
For sure.
Anymore. Yeah. So we can look back and be like, remember when I was Molly?
You brought my soul back from the great beyond to talk politics? Don't you want to know about the afterlife?
Hey, what's that sound? Oh, I don't see anything, but what's this?
A rough landing.
A ghost train just phantasmed through the wall.
Oh my god, a ghost train?
On ghostly tracks.
Ha ha! You thought it was just noises, but it was me.
Riff Conductor, your vibe has completely changed since you died.
Listeners, tune in to the video to see this cat climbing all over Kara.
Very scared.
It's remarkably adorable. I've been watching.
remarkably.
I was watching from the first compartment I have a TV screen there. I'll watch whatever's going on TV at the time. Screen?
You'll watch whatever's going on in the back. That sounds sus.
No, it's cat videos.
Okay.
And you know, I knew that you had a cat, and so I was like, oh, what's Kara's going on up to? Anyways, this latte is really hot. I'm gonna put it down. And hey, who's got the riffs? Come on up.
I got a ticket right here.
Well, look at this.
So I was talking with Harrison last week, or I think it was last week, and he just had mentioned that his parents drove an SUV when he was younger. That was a like family car. And that people were like, oh, I can't believe you put your kids in that because they tip. I just thought that was so funny. Because they totally
That was a thing.
Yeah. And so then I was like, I wonder if there's a sketch there that you can write about an irrational fear of SUVs tipping over like current day.
I would love to see someone walk into like a Range Rover dealership and be like, I don't want any of this snake oil. I know they're going to tip over. This is why'd you even come in here?
And they're like, no, we've re-engineered the chassis. Yeah. So they're wider.
The cars have a lower center of gravity, and there's literally gyroscopes in them that like keep them on four wheels. I don't know those words. I know they tip. Look how big they tip.
Someone goes into a dealership to buy an SUV, and it turns out they're trying to murder someone. So they're like trying to figure out which one will tip over the easiest.
And which one of these tip over?
Yeah. which one of these tip over real good?
Yeah, what velocity do I need to be going around that turn to tip it over? Around that cliff's edge.
Yeah, like specifically Rose Avenue, the one that goes down around the steep hill. Yeah. How fast would I have to be going? Yeah.
You know all those news stories about the tip overs? Which one of these is going to do it for sure? Yeah.
And then there can be like a cut to like a week later. A week later, you sold me a lemon, this thing didn't tip over.
Yeah. And when I finally got it to, it didn't crush at all.
It didn't
it
even
was
catch
very
on fire.
Stable.
I rolled the whole way back onto the wheels.
And a full 360.
I don't want any of this snake oil. I know they're gonna tip over.
Sketch, 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 go.
Mr. Conductor, I have a ticket for the Rift
Train. Passenger Tyler. Delightful. Excellent, wonderful.
Have you been drinking, Conductor? You're slurring your words.
Well, I think we established that you died drunk, so you are drunk, right?
Forever, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. So the elf on the shelf does not have job satisfaction and sits the family down to let them know that they're quitting to go back to school and get their MFA.
That was very funny.
I love this.
What do you got?
Don't consider this a resignation because you can't talk me out of it and I don't want more money. Consider this an exit interview because I have some thoughts.
I will not be part of this manipulation anymore. These children need to know. I'm not reporting anything to Santa.
I'm no longer elf on the shelf. I'm elf with an idea, and I'm gonna go for it.
None of you have even asked what I do the rest of the year.
I give seminars up in the attic.
I have a pretty successful YouTube channel.
It'd be great to get the other decorate. Yeah, like the nativity scene is like, yeah, we're pretty unhappy with our representation because of what the elf on the shelf has been talking to us about.
Yeah, to stand up for themselves.
We've decided to unionize.
Yes.
Maybe the elf on the shelf is like, I've talked to Jesus about this. We both feel that his presence is he has a greater presence than I do. So we're going to switch places. He's going to be Jesus on the shelf and I'm going to go to school.
I'm going to sit on the right hand of the Father.
I'd like to see one of those like blow up yard Santas. Say that they're going to quit to go because they have this lifelong dream to be a Macy's Day parade balloon. Aww. And then everybody gets mad at them like, no, you don't understand. It's the same thing. You're still working for the Thanksgiving man, you know?
The holiday man.
Yeah.
Big holiday.
You're missing out. Yes, big holiday. That's a good title, that sketch, yeah. Too.
At least that's my choice.
We all gotta serve someone, you know.
I think that's a good riff.
Sketchies, the assignment this week is acceptance. Think about someone who needs acceptance or someone who might want acceptance or getting accepted into a club or a college or... you know, any of the moments where a person might be looking for acceptance. You know what it feels like to want acceptance, Sketchies. You know that it's tough to put yourself out there and be vulnerable and say, this is who I am and what I believe, and let someone judge you based on that stuff. That's hard. So turn that into comedy. All right, Mr. Ghostly Conductor, can you get us to Plugtown? Please.
Choo choo.
Okay, we're here.
Okay. All right, John Potter, you got anything to plug?
You can always follow me on social media at JohnPotter6 on all social media. Slide into my DMs and I'll probably give you Taylor's phone number.
Oh, hell yeah. Lauren, you got anything you want to plug?
In the new year, our group Jorts will have some shit to plug.
Yeah.
Because we're going to work on our social media and we're going to work on our YouTube channel. And I'm going to finish editing the second sketch that we filmed. And then we'll roll it out.
Kara, anything you want to plug?
Follow me on all social media, please. I need it. At Kara Meyer.
Validate her.
Get a cat. They're really fun. They're really cute when you're on Zoom. And follow my improv team. Absolutely. At wild_improv. Especially if you live in LA, we have been doing shows again, which is really nice and exciting.
Tyler, anything you want to plug?
You know, just check out the website for the podcast. There's a lot of cool stuff on there and got something for everybody. I guess I didn't think of a niche.
Oh, I love it.
We have something.
We're no longer.
It's no longer open mic night for sketch. It is. We got something for everybody.
Well, friends, that is all for us. In closing, thank you to all the participants and to the Jeff Powers for the music you've heard. And a big thanks to you, listeners. If you'd like to support the show or check out more that we have to offer, head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
And click on Patreon while you're there. There's a tab, it says support, then you go down, you press Patreon. That's the easiest I could make it. It's great.
Very succinct.
And if you're like, hey, wait a minute, I'm a funny person too, I want to be on this podcast, email those funny sketches you got to sketchysketchpod@gmail.com. We'll read them, we'll get back to you, and we'll get you on the show.
And also feel free to reach out to us if one of the sketches you've heard really impacted you, or you want to give love to the writer or have a joke idea that we could pass on to them. Hit us up on our website where there's a place to do all that too.
As always, if you like what you heard today, please tell your friends, check us out on socials, subscribe, check out our classes, give us 5 stars on whatever you're listening on.
I'll just take 5 stars mailed to me in the postal service, because I just want like stickers or any, cut out a star on paper.
By mail is great.
I just love stars by mail. Starsbymail.com. Well, that's all for us today, everybody. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for coming.
Our little house here.
Please mail us those stars.
Comedy. Mail stars.
Don't forget.
Thank you very much.